delicate topic of puberty. That can be a big step for many parents.
It's a huge step, isn't it? It's a real rite of passage for parents and teenagers. And this Teen Talk campaign is so good because it's helping parents navigate those years and those conversations, I think, with a little bit of support and advice. And I think we can all do with that. And, you know, the conversation that you just had there, I was listening to, I think it was Betty, wasn't it, and Joan, and they were really kind of, I think, vocalising that, you know, actually parent, whatever you think about what they were saying, it shows us that parenting isn't easy and people have their opinions on what you should do and how you should go about it. And I think the chat is actually one that's kind of been a bit squeamish down the years, maybe a bit awkward. How do you raise those topics with your kids? But it's going to happen, so I think it's important that parents feel in control.
Well, you're a mum of 11-year-old twins. I'm right on that?
Yeah, a girl and a boy. So it's quite an interesting human experiment we've got going on there.
Yeah, so, you know, you've got to, at some point, have a yarn with them. Or do you let it just develop? Their friends talk to them. They know what's going on the internet. You'll answer their questions if they ask. However, you mightn't want to bring the topic up. What's your approach?
I think it's good to bring it up because they are going to get information from friends. They've already, you know, they've already started those conversations. They are going to see things online or, you know, on TV programs. And actually, it's just better that they're armed with the correct information and know that if they want to come to you to ask you questions later, that it's an open door and you can have those conversations and be truthful with them, because it's much better that they have fact, I think, than hearsay. So my daughter and I did take the Teen Talk Challenge, and we have spent a week kind of, you know, trying to have more conversations about it. And with her, she's really open and quite up for it. We went for a couple of runs. We had conversations in the car after school, which is a good place for her. It's not going to work for every child. In fact, my son's much more likely to close down after school. You know, he just seems, he's like, you've pulled the plug out of him after school. And then he has to kind of wind back up again for the evening. But with her, she wants to come in and offload in the car and all those conversations can start. So I really enjoyed having those open conversations with her, and her knowing that she can talk to me about the emotional side of puberty, the physical side of it, and trying to, you know, debunk any kind of myths and fears that she might have.
It is easier for mum to talk to daughter and maybe dad to talk to the young fella. Am I right on that, or should mum do most of the talking?
No, I think it's about the parents being comfortable. But you're right that I think girls tend to want to talk to their mums if the mum's around, and the boys, if the dad's around, want to talk to the dad, or the dad feels that they should. But I think with my son, I think it's really important as well, because he's got a twin sister, that he knows what's going on with her and vice versa. She knows what's going on with him. So he does talk to me a lot, actually, and I've had to have a chat with my husband about the chat because he seemed to want to kind of close conversations down more and didn't know quite how to answer my son's very inquisitive mind. And I said to him, you know, you've got to be truthful with him about things, because he's just going to find out from somebody else, and it might not be the way you want him to learn. So I think it's important that if you're, you know, the parents have the same approach to it. I think it's good to have a, you know, a holistic approach to things.
Yeah. Do you think, like, does a young fella, does an 11 or 12-year-old boy need to know anything about periods, for example?
I think so. He's going to live in a world of women, and whether or not he's got sisters, he's certainly got a mum. And I think it's really important that he understands, you know, what's going on emotionally with them and how their bodies are changing. And, you know, and when it comes to, you know, practicing, you know, safe sex later on in his life, I think it's very important that he understands the female body and the female cycle. And my son, you know, they do it in their education in Key Stage 3. And my son's really, really well versed on reproduction now because of that, and think understands the women around him a bit better.
So is it not handier just to let the teacher, the biology teacher or the specialist teacher in the school, get the message across, and then sort of parents can just continue to be parents as opposed to being sex educators?
I don't think they're being sex educators. I think they're telling their children the truth and facts. And I don't think it's, you know, the biology teacher's job to be a sex educator. They're telling them, you know, what they need to know on the curriculum, and that, you know, certain schools have different policies to sex education. Personally, I'd like to feel that I'm a better port of call for my kids than a teacher. You know, I'd be quite upset if I felt that my kids wanted to go and ask their biology teacher things about their development and their puberty before they wanted to talk to me about it, because I'd like to think that we've got a more open and honest and understanding relationship. And, you know, you're the one that's going to be buying them the products, whether it's the, you know, the Always or the Tampax. And you're the one that's going to be giving your son guidance about shaving and, you know, he needs his deodorant, whatever it is that he wants, his products. So I think it's important that, you know, they know they can come to you. I think you'll stand you in better stead later on in life about other conversations that they might want to have. And it might feel a bit awkward, a bit squeamish, but this is why the Teen Talk Guide, which you can get from Today in Boots, is a great way to start.
Yeah, it does seem like a sensible, it does seem like a sensible approach. It is an initiative from Boots, and it is a step that we're going to recommend here, because it isn't easy. We're finding this morning. It isn't easy being a parent. So what's Gabby Logan up to sports-wise all summer? Do you get putting your feet up?
Oh, no. Summers are busier than ever. We've got athletics is dominating the agenda, because we have the World Athletics Championships in London, which every minute will be live on the BBC. So we build up to that with lots of other athletics meets through the summer. And I'm really looking forward to hopefully evoking some of the spirit of London 2012, because it's, of course, in the Olympic Stadium. And I think we could all do with a bit of that spirit right now, couldn't we? A bit of London 2012 spirit. So it'll be the last time we get to see Usain Bolt on the track and Mo Farah on the track. And I think it'll be quite an emotional one, actually.
See, I thought with a name like Logan, you'd be heading to follow the Lions.
Well, I'd love to. And I did have the option of doing a bit of work in New Zealand. And I said, I'm only going to go because my husband has to go, because his business looks after some of the corporate side of things. And I did ask my kids if they wanted 3 weeks off school to go to New Zealand. And do you know what they said? No, because we'll miss Sports Day. So I thought, well, I'm not spending all that money taking them to New Zealand and then being miserable and telling me they'd rather be at Sports Day. So we're going to watch it on the telly, like you probably will be, Frank.
Yeah, you don't want to be fined either for taking them out of school for 3 weeks. What sort of parent would you be?
I know. Well, I was going to make up some very good excuse that it was a cultural, you know, visit and not about Sauvignon Blanc and rugby at all.
God, it was good speaking to you, Gabby. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Frank.
You.
Take care. Best of luck. Bye.